Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 6, 1818, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette brought to its readers' attention a number of runaway enslaved persons. Firstly, an $8 reward was being offered to anyone who could aid in the recapture of an enslaved woman named Grace. She belonged to the estate of the late Reverend Mr. Allison and reportedly had a yellow complexion, was 5 feet tall, stout, and pregnant. It is possible that her absence was due to her desire not to raise her unborn child in bondage. Her father was a tailor in Nelson Street, while her mother lived in Cox Hill, St. John. Her owner assured that Grace would receive pardon if she returned at her own will. Mr. W. Cleaver of Fontebelle also placed a notice for Nanny, who was previously owned by Mrs. Elder. She was tawny-colored with a long neck and spoke with a drawl. Nanny was married to a yellow-skinned man named Nat Scott, who was reportedly harboring her. Similarly, Jean Lawrence cited a woman named Christian, describing her as yellow-skinned, 5'4", and pleasant. Her husband was also a free man of color, by the name of William Davis. It was presumed she was being harbored by him or other family members who belonged to John Boyne, a free black man living in Spitestone. Sally Peggy was also reported as missing by her owner, Alfred Bartram. This washerwoman had been absent since December 26, and her acquaintance was well known in the urban areas around Bridgetown and the garrison. Sally had some very distinguishable scars, including a defect in her right eye, as well as an unhealed cut beneath her left eye, the latter of which was reportedly inflicted by her husband. It was later revealed that her skin was deeply pitted with smallpox marks. Like Mr. Bartram, slave owner Elizabeth Rolston had a similar dilemma. Her notice posted a few days later highlighted Polly Judy, the most well-seasoned runaway of them all. Polly was 22 years old and regarded as tall and well-made and had been absent for at least a year. She too had a scar on her left ankle and one of her toes was severely injured, a suggestion that she was escaping more than just enslavement. Of note, Polly had left behind an infant child, just a few months old at the time of her absence. The extensive family networks maintained during slavery and the desperate desire to escape the constraints of bondage were heavily reflected in slave runaway notices published on January 6, 1818.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.